Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So what is your definition of clean?
Oh.
This is, I asked because this is one, okay, yeah, all right, okay, the house.
Mm-hmm. Picked up, vacuumed.
Yes.
And not necessarily dusted. I mean, I could tell you what doesn't get done very often, like the dusting. Mm-hmm. The floors don't always get mopped. They do get swept.
Right, I've taken some Clorox, I've sprayed, and I've wiped. I've wiped down.
That's clean?
That's my definition. My wife will tell you that I'm doing it wrong. And she'll be happy to tell you that 5 or 6 times a day.
So what are you doing wrong about it?
I guess I'm not. I don't get the deep clean, and I'm not a deep clean person. I spray.
So you like it wiped down?
Yeah, I'll wipe it down.
But what? So what would she do?
She would go in and like she would really scrub and leave, you know, like Ajax in the tub for you know, and then fill it up and let it sit for 45 minutes.
Okay,
and really
but
disinfect
how often
it.
Would she do that?
She does it once a week.
She would?
Yes. But okay. I'm spraying things down daily. I'm a daily sprayer. Hmm. You know me and my smooth countertops.
Right. This is one of the 5 things that couples fight about is what is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No fair.
Yeah, because I get questioned on my vacuuming too. I'll vacuum. I've done a great job. And she'll come in and go, did you vacuum in here? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
And she would point to things that I've missed.
I know. And Justin's big on the lines. He likes the lines after you vacuumed. It's like the only way that it even matters.
See,
if I could somehow trick him and find a device that would just leave the lines and not have even sucked up any dust, dirt, nothing, I would do it just to be like, ha!
So to him,
not vacuumed, just fancy lines on the carpet. Bam!
Mic drop, leave the house.
Couples fighting.
So, so to him, the carpet's an indoor lawn.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sure.
Yes.
Uh huh. What about you and your wife fight about cleaning?
No, we really don't because I think we're just thrilled when somebody does something.
See, that's the kind of respect I want in my house.
just
thrilled that I tried. Yeah.
Good.
I tell her all the time, excellence, not perfection.
280-1025. So how does your definition of clean differ from your significant other's?
Uh-huh. And that's not the only example. Also,
if we have time for your calls, please call
280-1025.
Colleen's got a list of her own.
I just have one other. But it... because, like, if you looked at the garage, Justin's idea of decluttered is much different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Things are on the ground. In my, it's a garage. We have things on the ground. There's bikes on the ground. There's inevitably, like, some weird
so
box.
Up against the wall type
up
of thing.
Up against the wall,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
He likes everything up. He's gone to great effort to come up with all this organizational stuff to get things up off the ground. For some reason, it being on the ground in a garage is like... maddening to him.
I've seen those garages before, mm-hmm. And I always think that is too much work.
I'll tell you what sucks about it is you got to get everything down all the time.
Yeah.
Like he keeps putting my bike back up on this rack.
So it's his fault.
Yes.
And thank you. I'm like, when you put my bike up on the rack, then I don't want to go through the trouble of getting it down. So I drive to school instead of riding my bike.
Yes. Yeah. Killing the environment every step. My
exactly.
goodness.
And not worrying about your health.
Does he hide the step ladder too so you can't get it?
No, you know I found the ladder, but anyway, the point is, it's different. You know, I think the garage looks fine. He'll be like, we need to declutter the garage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, the garage is fine. What are you talking about? So that's another
that's
one.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm. What's it like in your house?
Well, Ken, I think you're getting a little glimpse.
Like a magical little place.
No, I think, you know, the kids would say that we could do better. To which I'd say, you do better.
Yes, you pick it
you
up.
You do
it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You upset you don't have enough underwear to choose from? Put some laundry in. That's kind of how we handle it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it going. I agree.
Don't like the system? Do it.
Agreed.
Right.
Otherwise, the system stays.
Yeah.
That's somebody will do it. Andy on the phone in Des Moines. All right, Andy. So how do you and your husband differ?
My husband is a huge clean freak, and I am a slob. Like, I want it clean. I don't want diseases. But it doesn't have to be perfect. My husband, like, when he cleans, he pulls out the refrigerator and the stove and moves huge, heavy furniture. Look at this, is, you know, donkey under here. Well, who goes to your house and looks under your fridge?
Right. Yes.
Nobody but the cockroaches need to know about that.
And laundry is horrible. If you don't change it within 10 minutes of the washer stopping to the dryer, he will literally make you rewash those clothes, saying that they could get moldy. Right. In 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah, no, I know my husband's like that, too.
Like it. And you know what, Andy? I like your definition of clean. I don't want diseases.
Correct. I mean, we got to be healthy.
I don't want the, you know, EPA coming in and shutting my house down.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Right.
But as long as it's, like, hidden and nobody sees it, then who cares?
It's right.
Fine.
All right, Andy. Yeah, thanks for the call. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Take care. Bye. All right, Carla on the phone in Des Moines now. So, Carla, now, because Colleen was talking about her husband, to him, it's the vacuuming. You got to have the lines.
The lines,
right?
When you vacuum. The lines in your carpet.
All right. And so your daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah. What did your daughter do?
So she decided between her junior and senior year that her duty was supposed to be vacuuming every other day.
Okay.
And she told me a couple of years ago that she would take the garage broom, turn it over, make the lines on the carpet, never vacuumed it all summer.
There you go.
I love it. I love it as a person, as a mom, I would be really irritated.
I was. I have to laugh at it, too.
Well, you got to go home and try it now, Carl.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.